to Prague on Monday, he'll be taking rather less than originally expected. President Sarkozy wanted to give the Czech state a gift of a giant bronze sculpture of anti-communist martyr Jan Palach. But now Prague has said thanks, but no thanks. Daniela Lazareva has more.
The French president is due to arrive in Prague on Monday to attend a meeting of prime ministers of the Visegrad Group, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary and Poland, who will all be gathered in the Czech capital. France is about to take up the rotating EU presidency, and the statue of Jan Palach, a student who burnt himself to death in 1968 in protest against the Soviet-led invasion of his homeland, was to have been a symbolic gift, expressing France's strong ties with New Europe. However, the Czech Foreign Ministry unexpectedly took the wind out of Mr. Sarkozy's sails, expressing gratitude for the gift offered, but suggesting that it would be better to place it somewhere in France, where it was made shortly after Jan Palach's death by Hungarian sculptor András Beck. Unlike Italy, Luxembourg and Britain, France does not have a statue of Jan Palach, and the French government has agreed to let him stay. The question is where? A 3.5-metre bronze statue of a burning figure is not easy to place, and both the French authorities and the Czech embassy in Paris are now negotiating the issue with half a dozen city mayors. The university town of Dijon, which has traditionally strong ties with Prague, is said to be a likely choice. The plan is that the statue of Jan Palach should be unveiled next year, on the 40th anniversary of his death.
Thanks, Daniela. What do you think about the Czech Republic's rejection of such a gift? Do write or email us here at Radio Prague and let us know your opinion.